Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Are you proud of your ability to multitask? Can you close a deal, hire someone, attend a video conference, and make dinner plans, all while driving your car? Our next guest says that multitasking is a common trait among entrepreneurs, but it may also be one that can get out of control, like our car driver, for example. Neil McLean is managing partner at Sagacious Partners in Columbia. Today's in our studio. Neil, welcome.
Great to be here.
So, a multitasker are you?
Well, I've been trying to work on not being a multitasker for many years. I was part of that generation that started using computers and stopped using other people to help and thought I could do everything, and then ultimately learned that multitasking actually doesn't work.
Well, walk us through how we disengage ourselves from these multitasking tasks.
Sure. Well, first thing you got to do is realize it's a problem, and I've got some stats I'll share just to kind of lock that in. The American Psychological Association said even brief mental blocks created by shifting between tasks can cost as much as 40% of someone's time. So you're talking 16 hours a week out of a regular work week. It also makes us dumber. The Harvard Business Review said multitasking causes a 10% drop in IQ. And finally, it just makes us more sloppy. Multitaskers have up to 50% more errors. So when I'm typically working with business leaders and entrepreneurial teams, one of the first things you need to do is get clear on what your priorities are. You've got to take regular time from working in your business to work on your business and step away from the business and set your priorities so that you're not doing 23 things every 90 days. You're doing 3 to 7 things.
So then you've got your list of priorities, and then you just start tackling them one at a time.
That's exactly right. You got to be focused on the big things. As companies grow and businesses get more complex, they got to get better and better at focusing on the big picture.
And in my research here, looking at your work, there's something that you recommend taking, and that is a regular clarity break.
Right. We step away from the business on a regular basis once a quarter. We get really focused on priorities. But then as we get back in the business, things start to become muddled again, and we're now unclear again. And so we advocate, you know, on a regular basis, maybe once a week, every other week, get a legal pad, step away from the office, take that plan with those priorities that you've put together and refocus on what's more important.
I thought maybe it was a vacation.
It just depends on your definition of a vacation, but I would advocate turning off email on the weekends and actually clearing your brain on a regular basis. I mean, we call those free days, but just the idea of when you're at work, and when you're not, and you have time to rejuvenate so that when you come back, you're full of energy.
How many of us are still doing that, though? When we go home, our smartphones are on, we're seeing work emails flow through. We answer them, and it might be during dinner. It might be at 9 o'clock at night.
Of course, we choose to do that. You don't have to do that. I mean, all of those emails are going to be there in the morning. I mean, most of us aren't doctors with, you know, patients. So we create this false sense of urgency that these things have to be answered. And so I really advocate being present, being with what you do, whether you're at work, you know, not multitasking while you're at work, and not multitasking when you're at dinner. When you're at work, focus on the people you're with, the people who work with you, and the current task at hand. And when you're at home, be with the ones that you love.
So we've been talking about pretty much from the entrepreneur's perspective, the leader's perspective, the owner, the manager. What do you recommend when they see their employees or staff members who are getting caught up in the same type of behavior that they were, to be able to help them to focus and not go overboard in multitasking while keeping the peace in the office at the same time?
Sure. And of course, this is a big issue with Gen Xers. They grew up on their phones and on social media. So the first thing that a leader's got to do is set the example. I mean, when they're having a conversation, when they're sitting in a meeting, when they're part of a meeting, they need to turn their phone off and be completely present. And it's just your job as a manager to be open and honest with employees. It's a part of your job as a leader to help employees get to be better and to convince them that multitasking doesn't work.
Neil, thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Glad to be here.
Neil McLean is managing partner at Sagacious Partners in Colombia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.